it kind of follows what you were saying about one word, one page of the Bible, because the psalm for this morning is Psalm 22, and from the 22nd and 23rd verse, I want to read these scriptures from the King James, and it says, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye, the seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye seed of Israel." And it's very interesting what that one man did. He read that one page. It affected me, and he told his brethren. Amen. And that's the way King James says it. Peterson says it like this. He says, "Here's the story I'll tell my friends when they come to worship, and punctuate it with hallelujahs. Shout hallelujah, you God worshipers. Give amen. You sons of Jacob, adore him. You daughters of Israel." Amen. So God wants us not only to hear the story, but to tell others the story. And it is a story. We heard two stories of how God came and visited these people, and their lives were changed because of it. And it's like throwing a stone in a pond, and you see all these ripples, and they go out and out and out. So telling your story, you have no idea how many people you're influencing, because you told your little story about what Jesus said to you from the Word today, or about your salvation experience, or about a healing, or whatever. I think it's worthy this morning as we go into worship to stand and let's say it from both versions this morning. And when we praise him this morning, go ahead and stand. And when we enter into worship and we praise him, we're going to celebrate. That means, that word in the Hebrew from the King James means we can praise him. We can be mad. We can rave. We celebrate. In other words, not just standing still and being religious. Okay, but there's some action behind that word as it's described from the Hebrew. And then where it says we will glorify him, that means we will honor him in our praises. And that's what we're doing. How pleased he is to look down on this congregation and see this people that love him, this congregation coming together to praise him, to worship him, and to reverence him. So let's say it from both translations. Pat, that's going to make you do a little jumping there. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel. And from the Message, here's the story I'll tell my friends when they come to worship and punctuate it with hallelujahs. Shout hallelujah, you God worshipers. Give glory, you sons of Jacob. Adore him, you daughters of Israel. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. Oh, Lord God, you made the heavens, and we're here to praise you about
it. That's right.
Amen.